put out there utilizing hot funds for parks, and I believe only one qualified for this, and Janice will correct me, I think it's BRAC. And I was wondering where are we at on that, because I know, I thought are we using those funds? Because I would like to utilize.
Right. We're actually planning, if the council agrees, we'd like to introduce some legislation with the next session that will allow hot funds to be used to a greater extent in parks and for parks and recreation. But that will take some legislation for that to happen. But we have drafted some that we'll be sharing with the council to see if we can't share that with a local representative to see if we can't get that approved.
So legislation like our state representatives?
Sure.
Well, I don't know. What did College Station do? Because I know they utilize hot funds.
Yes, they
for
do.
That's
because they have what I'm going to call a super park that has a history. If you have a super park that has that sort of history, you can utilize that. So about the only place that we'd be able to use it right now is BRAC. And we'd like to be able to use it in other locations as well.
But is there anything preventing us from using that right now at BRAC?
At BRAC?
Yes, just BRAC. No other, just BRAC.
Probably not, no. BRAC's in pretty good shape. If you wanted to go in and turn it into synthetic fields or do something different as far as that goes, BRAC's in pretty good shape.
BRAC's in okay shape. I wouldn't say it's in great shape because I would love BRAC to be Veterans Park.
So you're talking a bigger park?
Bigger park.
The fields themselves, I would put those fields up against almost any field in this community. Those fields are in great shape.
Do you need something from council to direct so that you guys can utilize hot funds for BRAC?
I don't believe so, no.
Could we go that route? Because I thought we were going to go that route. Last I brought this up, I thought that we were going to
Are you talking about for maintenance or adding new fields?
I'm talking about changing the turf
to decrease the maintenance. Synthetic or to maintain the current turf?
I would think synthetic, whatever park staff thinks would be a better cost savings over
synthetic
time.
I don't know that there's a cost savings over time with synthetic as much as it is a maintenance and ability to use during any event. So it's probably more of a revenue. So there are times when you'd be able to bring in more revenue when a muddy field wouldn't. But I don't know that it's really going to be cheaper.
Well, another reason why I think synthetic would be a good idea, because I kind of want to start attracting some of these tournaments that get to go to Veterans Park, but bring it back to Bryan.
I might slow down the whole hot use just a little bit. Let's first look at, we're going to have a consultant come back with a super park plan. Let's look at that and see if we can't use some of those funds, and BRAC may be the location, but some of those funds for something like that. I think if we expand what we already have, again, we've got BRAC's pretty good. Go out and take a look at it. I think you'll be impressed with the fields. But if we can grow the fields so we have more fields, maybe in that area, that's where we can use some of those hot funds initially.
Money would be better spent on a new field. Instead of taking a field that we've already spent the money on and converting it, let's come out with a plan for where we're going to do the super park or additional parks and build them new. So build a synthetic field new. And then as time goes on, more revenues come in. Maybe then we have the ability to convert some of the older parks to synthetic fields. I think our preference and definitely parks' preference would be to have every field a synthetic field, your baseball fields, your soccer fields, your football fields, all of them. You just get a lot more play out of them. You don't have to worry about the mowing and all the equipment, the watering and all those things. So that would be where we would like to head, but they're very expensive.
There's pros and cons of that. I attended the 7-on-7, attended the Games of Texas, and you know, depending on who you talk to, some said you know the synthetic turf in the summertime is too hot to play on.
Yeah,
you
most
melt your cleats, and or there's a higher chance of injuries if you're playing on synthetic. So I mean, it looks good, and you can use them when they're you know during the rainy seasons, and if it's wet, and there's pros and cons to all of them. But
and you still need equipment.
They want a good mix. The folks in it. An agreement said if you're going to have a whole bunch of fields, if you're going to have 8 soccer, football fields, half and half maybe, mm-hmm. you know, and so there's pros and cons to everything, I guess. But I didn't realize how hot they get. It's got the little crushed up, ground up tires and stuff that get pretty hot in the summertime, and it's hard to play on or walk on or something. I didn't know that.
One of the reasons it has irrigation.
Yeah.
To cool it back down.
Yeah.